On the show today, we have yet another Emerge, Q's Emerge contestant. That'd be Paul Hendrickson from GTE Financial, and he's talking about his business case, rediscovering the mantra of credit unions through a focus on connecting members to the triple bottom line. So check it out. Hey, everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have another contestant, another Emerge contestant, Mr. Paul Hendrickson from GTE Financial. Paul, how you doing today, sir?
Good, good. How are you?
Doing all right. Thanks for asking. Appreciate it. How's your is your summer okay? Everything okay in your neck of the woods?
Yeah. I mean, as good as 2020 can get, I guess.
That's right. Good point. As good as 2020 can get. I like that one. So, hey, obviously we mentioned that you are one of the five finalists in the EQ's Emerge contest going on right now. And before we get into that, though, I want to know, hey, what do you do at your credit union? What are your responsibilities? What are your tasks? What do you do there at GTE Financial?
Yeah, so I'm the product manager at GTE. I joined the credit union about 5 years ago. I started on the data side, on the marketing team, mm-hmm. and then got promoted to the product manager role, which was kind of a new role that didn't exist yet. And so now I'm in charge of deposit accounts, our rewards program, and I oversee the transactional side of credit cards, so targeted marketing, introductory offers, balance transfer campaigns, stuff like that. But it's kind of cool because I get to work on the marketing team and I get the fun side of, you know, advertising, but I also get a lot of the back end work that, you know, goes into it as well.
Right on. Best of both worlds, sounds like, for sure. Hey, let's talk about Emerge. So what got you interested in Emerge? What sparked this interest, or what drove you to participate in this program?
Yeah, so I heard about it through my VP, actually, who got an email, I guess, from Q's saying, hey, you know, do you have anyone interested? And she thought that I would be, you know, someone that would be kind of good at the program, and I would be interested in, you know, expanding and, you know, doing some online learning. And she's like, this is a great program. She had heard it was a new thing, but Q's has always done, you know, cool things for, you know, emerging leaders. Yep. So I was like, yeah, I should apply, definitely. And I applied, got accepted, and, you know, I was really excited about it. And the program's been really cool so far. And I had a lot of, you know, fun meeting a lot of people across the country in the credit union industry, which is, you know, not something you get to do every day. So I've been thankful for, you know, this chance to do it. And it's been actually really good because we've been working from home all 2020. And it actually kind of worked out timing-wise that it was a lot easier to do this year than normal. I didn't have to worry about, you know, juggling crazy schedules, running in and out of the office, because there was a lot of meetings and a lot of work that went into it. So it actually kind of made it like the perfect year to do it.
Right on. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm doing everything digitally now. So yeah, it's a good way to do it for sure. So what has your experience been besides meeting all these folks and stuff? I mean, what have you gotten out of it so far?
I think it's really interesting to see a lot of the different perspectives of credit unions, because I work for a really large credit union that I think my entire credit union experience has been molded by, you know, the one company I work for. But I've met so many people that come from, you know, a lot smaller credit unions, and they're like, oh, we only have a marketing team of two. And that like blows my mind, because, you know, we have eight or nine people on our marketing team, and it's, you know, it's crazy to think all the stuff that we do. We think everything that we do is necessary, where other marketing teams are, you know, working with, you know, bare minimum, you know, with two. And it's just a lot. It's very eye-opening to see how other credit unions operate, because I came from JP Morgan before this on the investment side, so not commercial banking, and that was even bigger. So it was always hard for me to fathom how, you know, a bank or a credit union could operate, you know, with so little employees, and how much like knowledge you needed to have to cover all the bases, which is really impressive. And, you know, talking to a lot of different people in the program, it's interesting just to see the different stuff that they do and their different job descriptions and, you know, what they brought to the program, because everyone had, you know, completely different experiences, which is really cool.
And that probably helps you in your position too. I mean, learning what other people are doing and like, oh my gosh, maybe I can adopt that into my position or bring that to my department and talk to other people about it. So I'm sure there's kind of a cool little collaborative networking going on.
Yeah, definitely. Especially with the regional differences. You know, there's so many people from the North and the Northwest who, you know, we would never really talk to. Like, we have some, you know, conferences in the Southeast, like in Florida. So we're often talking to those credit unions and seeing what they're doing. But seeing, you know, the whole country and, you know, talking to people from everywhere is pretty interesting.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, you can learn so much for sure. Hey, let's talk about your platform. So what's your platform, your project? What are you kind of standing on for this contest?
Yeah, so I think I went in a little bit of a different direction than most of the contestants. I started out kind of with an idea or a problem, I guess you should say. And it was something that I learned very early on in the credit union, my credit union life, I guess you could say. And was that, you know, this mantra of people helping people and, you know, what credit unions were built on. So when I joined GTE, I had no idea really what a credit union was, I guess you could say. Like, I knew it was, you know, a financial institution, but I didn't understand like their core concept of, you know, the cooperative.
Yeah.
And so that has always kind of stuck with me as like, wow, like this existed this whole time. Like, why are people banking with banks when they could use a cooperative? Like, it blew my mind that this existed and it wasn't more popular. So that's always kind of stuck with me throughout my, you know, credit union life. And when I started looking at this project, I see the credit union industry just in the, you know, 5 years that I've been in it, but, you know, looking at the past, even before I was in it, you know, credit unions are becoming a lot larger. They're merging with other credit unions, and the small credit unions are not as common anymore. So it's becoming less and less of a cooperative. And I even noticed that at GTE that, you know, some members, we have, you know, indirect auto loans, for instance, where it's very hard to engage those members. Like, how do they feel part of the cooperative? How do we bring that part back?
Yeah.
And so that was kind of the problem I set out to solve. And I was thinking, you know, how do you do that? Because that's such a monumental task. And I knew it would be tricky to do for a business case because, you know, we only have a 7-minute presentation, but I really wanted to tackle that because I thought it was super important. So I kind of looked at it, you know, what do banks do and what do credit unions do right now? And how can we capitalize on the gaps that, you know, banks don't serve?
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking through some data and I saw a figure that only 57% of people in the United States trust financial institutions. And compared to other industries, that was the lowest of any major industry.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So the second lowest, I think, was the auto industry, and that was at 69%, which is 12 points higher. And both of those had similar problems after 2008, you know, the financial collapse and all that. You know, they're a very similar industry. So for the financial industry to still be 12% behind them, you know, it really does show that there's significant, you know, trust issues in the financial space in the US.
Mm-hmm.
So I had actually tapped into a college class that I took and it was all about sustainability. And this was, you know, 12 years ago or so. And I thought, what if there was a cool way to integrate the concept of the triple bottom line, sustainability, people, planet, profit kind of thing, and bring that into the credit union space and really champion that? Because banks don't really do a good job of that. That's something that they don't really focus on. You see a lot of companies and other industries doing that right now. But I think for banks, they're just, you know, there's the machine that's just rolling and rolling and rolling, and they're willing to ignore that.
Yeah.
And no one's really holding them accountable because you can't, it's really hard to. And there's not really any competition. I mean, credit unions, you know, make up a small portion of, you know, the market share, but still it's, you know, hard for us to compete with the big banks in terms of volume.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of took three different concepts, one that would address planet, one that would address profit, and one that would address people, and tried to pick three different things I could do for, or one different thing for each one, mm-hmm. that would address, you know, how GTE could go forward if they implemented, you know, these things to connect members to the cooperative again. So for instance, the people aspect, we actually launched a campaign this year, which I built upon in this business case that I did, that was Swipe It Forward. So the campaign started out with, we were just going to market the idea that whenever someone swipes their card, their GTE card, it goes to charity.
Right.
So GTE's won like 4 awards for the most philanthropic company in Tampa Bay. So we really do champion this, but we do a bad job of involving the members sometimes in that, you know, concept.
Mm-hmm.
So we, you know, give all this money, we volunteer a lot of hours, but a lot of the times the members that aren't super connected to us, they don't know. It's really hard to get the word out. But we have to do more than just tell them about it on social media. We have to figure out a way to actually involve them. So we rolled out the campaign that was Swipe It Forward. Every time you swipe, you know, money goes to charity. But then I wanted to take that one step further. And what if we integrated that into online banking, where we would basically look at how much money GTE donated each month, say it's $50,000, and then say we had 2 million credit card swipes. And then member X swiped 50 times,
mm-hmm.
but we could attribute it that it was $1.20, you know, for all of his swipes combined, roughly. And we could display that in online banking and build it into our newsletter where we would say, hey, did you know because you swipe 50 times at GTE, we were able to donate, you know, $1.20 on your behalf this month. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the year, we would send out like a yearly recap. This is how much money you donated just by swiping. You know, yeah. You're not actually having to donate any of your money.
Right.
Just by using our credit card and banking with us, you know, that's what we're able to do. So that was the first kind of concept that we rolled out.
Love it.
And that one's actually, you know, going to happen in early Q1 2021. Advertising is all done and everything like that. We just have to kind of build a process that would show it to you in online banking.
Gotcha.
So yeah. Really excited about that one.
Yeah, I would be too.
Yeah. And then another concept is the fraud dividend. So mm-hmm. This one was about profit and it was figuring out, it actually turned out to be a cost savings measure that we started in 2019 and finished at the end of the year, right before 2020 started. And we brought card servicing in-house. So now fraud is being serviced in-house. We started to do a lot more at GTE, which saved us a ton of money. But one of the great things that came about it was we were able to start offering card controls. So if you think like Discover Freeze It or Card Valet, if you're familiar with that, where you could stop your card if you lost it or set controls, like if someone spends $500 in one transaction, block it. So we introduced that. But the thing is, we need our members to actually use it. It's, we can roll out these technologies, but if the members aren't using it, it, really doesn't benefit us.
Right.
We need them to be involved. So this was another idea of, how to connect it to the cooperative. You help us, we help you. So the idea was we would take the amount of card fraud that we had in, say, 2020, and then whatever members were able to save us, essentially, by using the GT Cards app in 2021, we would split the money that they saved. And we would require the member to opt in to make like 3 transactions per month and to make sure that they logged into GT Cards once a month. So bare minimum requirements, but at least enough to know that, hey, they're involved and they've downloaded the app and they're an active user.
Right.
And then say we save $500,000, we would split 250 goes to GTE, 250 goes to our members, and that prize pool would be a fraud dividend, as I call it, and would be sent back. We had kind of like flirted with the idea of doing a credit union dividend, which credit unions do right now.
Mm-hmm.
But we wanted to, or I thought it would be cool to actually tie it to something that the member had to do that would benefit the cooperative. So that was kind of how I tied the profit aspect of that to that.
And keeping
and then the last one,
engaged too, So
yeah, exactly. I mean, if they're going out of their way, but if they're doing their job and fighting fraud, we should reward them
We
can, if they're saving us that money. We're actually, I think, on pace to save $700,000 this year on card fraud, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, no doubt. Oh my gosh. Especially in this time with the pandemic where fraud is just off the charts. So
yeah.
Is definitely a cherry on top for sure. Yeah. So what's the third thing again? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
So no problem. The third one is Planet. So that one is actually an idea that we had talking to First Data, who makes like the ITMs, like the advanced ATMs.
Mm-hmm.
And right now we operate with no tellers. So all of our locations only have ITMs. So when you go into a branch or a CFC, as we call it, they basically can either talk to a loan officer if they're trying to do, they're trying to do something more advanced, or if they just need to withdraw money, deposit a check, any of that, they can connect basically like a video conference session through an ITM to mm-hmm. our centrally located tellers that are at headquarters. So the concept in the future that I proposed is that First Data actually has an even more advanced ITM that we could roll out that is basically like a fully functioning center that works the same way. So think of it like you walk up to an ATM and it could be in a public place like a stadium or a mall or anything like that. And it basically serves as a fully functioning branch. It can print cards, it can do everything.
Oh wow.
So the idea was to roll that out instead of, expanding our footprint. And I kind of tied it into the business case with how much carbon that each mm-hmm. bank branch produces throughout mm-hmm. the country. And basically, if we could roll this out, it has two benefits. One, for GTE, we can test market new locations really easily because we can always move the kiosks around. You're not tied into, a 5-year lease or buying a building.
Yep.
And you can see, where is it worth expanding? Or if one location is really busy already, but it's not really ripe for a second location,
mm-hmm.
you can roll out a kiosk to help people in a nearby area to kind of alleviate the foot traffic in that one location. So there's benefits on that side of it, but also, it's less of a carbon footprint by taking up an entire building for a bank branch when you don't know if, it's going to be a successful location, and it's just a lot easier to move things around. in our footprint. So that was the third idea.
Right on. Yeah. Kind of location research. What's hot, what's not, what's going to work, what's not going to work type of stuff. Yeah. Really cool. I mean, I could see like Starbucks doing the same kind of thing. You know, if this will work here, okay, let's put a brand, let's put a, you know, a Starbucks here. Same thing with a branch, you know, so let's see if they get the traffic, especially with the branch changing so much now. I mean, the whole design of a branch is going to be completely different here in the next 6 months or so. So yeah. So really good idea. Oh my gosh. Now I think your challenge,
imagine
Paul,
putting a,
what's that?
Yeah. Like imagine putting a kiosk like in an auto mall or for something like that, where you could actually just go and talk to your loan officer and then go right back to you know, the dealership.
Right. So cool. Great idea. Great idea. Now I think your challenge, Paul, is going to be how to get this in 7 minutes. Cause these are all great ideas. How do you condense it down to 7 minutes?
Yeah. So welcome to the last week of my life, essentially, just trying to figure out how to, you know, explain all three of these concepts with enough detail that, you know, it makes sense and, you know, it's well thought out, but, you know, it's quick enough that, you know, it's, you know, concise enough that they can still understand it in 7 minutes. But I think I have it down.
Yeah.
I've been practicing, so hopefully I can connect with the judges and they'll figure it out. And that I really have to, you know, tie it all back to the overarching concept that, you know, my ideas are really all to just bring, you know, credit unions back to where they started. The cooperative is super important, and we can't forget that that's, you know, how we got here, essentially.
Yeah, I think sometimes we forget that, you know, as you know, altruistic as we want to be and you know, generous as we want. Sometimes it kind of gets lost in the shuffle sometimes, but it's great to have somebody like you or anybody else for that matter, give us a, you know, a little kick in the pants, a push in the back and go, hey, you know, wait a minute, this is what we're all
about. Yeah, exactly.
Here, you know? So nothing wrong with that at all. Hey, so how do you see this contest helping you out with your career? How do you see it benefiting your career?
Well, I think, you know, even this interview is, you know, something super values me. I've never been interviewed on, you know, the industry that I work in. So even something like that is really cool, just to get an experience, you know, being broadcasted, you know, having my thoughts just out there, being able to talk to people about this. You know, I've met some cool people through the Q's Emerge program, networking with them, you know, bouncing off ideas off of them. Mm-hmm. Like even when I have things at GTE that I'm like, huh, do I think this will work? You know, I have a few contacts that I can contact now through Q's and be like, hey, have you guys tried this at your credit union? Was it successful? What would you do differently? You know, what do you think of what we're about to do? So really just getting a lot of contacts, you know, that are super passionate about the credit union industry in general across the country is super valuable for me, because it's a lot easier when you can talk to someone who's already done this. You know, have you done a core conversion? You know, what was your experience like with, you know, balance transfers, for instance? Mm-hmm. So there's just, you know, a lot of knowledge that I think I've gained and a lot of learned that will help me in management and, you know, just the creativity side to get the, you know, the sparks flowing again.
Right on. And I've got news for you. CEOs do the same thing. they talk to each other. Hey, have you tried this? What do you think about it? Or, hey, here's a really cool thing that we did. You might want to try this as well. So you're right in the ballpark here, because credit union CEOs do the same thing. Everyone talks to each other in this industry. Hey, what's working, what's not working. So you're spot on with that line of thinking for sure. And so how do you see this? I'm going to get back to your platform real quick here. What the benefits to credit unions? Obviously you want people to kind of get back to the cooperative thinking, the cooperative model. Think about this. This is kind of our foundation. What else do you see it, or how else do you see it benefiting credit unions?
Yeah. So originally the real reason that, or the real problem I wanted to solve at GTE is retention. So I kind of tied the cooperative model being a way to solve the retention issue. So you can throw money at retention. You can offer, you know, introductory offers on credit cards. You can offer better rates. But if you always focus on the money, you know, eventually there's only so low you can go or so high you can go in terms of rewards. Like you're never going to be able to outcompete Chase in credit card offers, for instance. So you have to have something else. You have to specialize in a different area. And I think GTE actually does a really, really good job of, you know, supporting the local community.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's the rare instance where, you know, you always harp on companies that say they do the right thing, or they say they do the right thing, but they don't.
Right.
Sometimes we do too much of, we never do too much of doing the right thing, but we don't do enough of talking about ourselves and getting our members involved in it. Like we're the, you know, we walk the talk and don't talk enough about it, you know?
Exactly right.
I think using that as, you know, our retention mechanism, saying, hey, look, you know, we already have great rates and, you know, great credit cards. It may not be the best in the market, mm-hmm. but look, everything that we do is supporting the local community. And I mean, that couldn't even be more important, you know, any other year than 2020 at this point. So it's, you know, a kind of an idea that's really hitting home to people. And I think it's super important because retention in the banking industry is crazy. You know, everyone's just jumping for offers.
No doubt.
You know, people aren't really tied to, you know, personal bankers anymore. That's kind of going away. So, you know, holding on to members is, you know, harder than it's really ever been.
Yeah, indeed. And I love the saying, we walk the talk, but we don't talk enough about our walk, you know? So, man,
yeah.
that's going to stick with me for a long time. I think a lot of other people as well. So very cool. Very cool. Well, anything else here, Paul, this is fantastic. And we're definitely all rooting for all you guys. I mean, when you get to this level, I've said it to each contestant, when you get to this level, and I know it's super cliche, but I think y'all have won because you all have really good ideas and you've been through the ringer, so to speak. And it's been,
it's
been tested and all that type of stuff. So really cool stuff here. Anything else to add? Anything else to wrap up here? Any final wisdom, words of wisdom?
No, I mean, just a thank you. I mean, the whole experience has been really cool. That's kind of the, you know, most rewarding part of it right now is just going through everything and, you know, talking to people, getting an opportunity to be on CU Broadcast, which I, you know, never really would have imagined I'd be on, but it's pretty awesome.
Here you are.
Yeah, exactly.
Good stuff. Well, we're all rooting for you. We're rooting for everybody, obviously. But yeah, these are fantastic ideas, and I hope they all come to fruition, especially the one that's coming up in the spring of 2021. So it's going to be really cool to see how that works out. I think it's going to be a slam dunk. So that's just my opinion, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. So good stuff, Paul. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. All right, sir. Thanks again. Appreciate the time. I'll let you get back to work. And again, we'll be rooting for you. And good luck, and you can't wait to see how all this stuff turns out for you.
Awesome. Thank you. Have a good one.